unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Yeah, for those of you saying, what? It's not Wednesday at 11 o'clock. You're right, it's not. It's 10:30 on a Tuesday morning, but we are live on location for the next couple of days at Ag in Motion, so we've had to make some adaptations to the show, and one of them is it's very tough when you're live on location to do a contest like Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, and as a result, we decided we'd put it on the agenda for today. So it is your opportunity. Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, are you the one today that knows the answer to the question? Are you the one that is able to call through? Last week, it was Melissa from Warman who knew the answer to this official scientific term. Sounds more like a Starbucks order. The answer was cosmic latte, and congratulations to Melissa from Warman who knew that. Unfortunately, we can't connect with Melissa. She's busy today. Part of the problem is we moved it to a Tuesday. That made it challenging. So you're stuck with me asking you today's question. Phone lines are officially open, 1-877-332-8255. And remember, the only way to play and win with Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener is on the phone. You can play along on the text line, but you can't win on the text line. It has to be a phone call. And we ask that you haven't won in the last year, so the calendar year. So you haven't won in 2026. Those are the rules. Other than that, our good friends at Little Town Apparel put together the prize package that consists of a exclusive for winners only Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener t-shirt. Is today your day? Let's find out. 1-877-332-8255. Here is today's question. Although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person did. What are we talking about? 1-877-332-8255. Although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person did. Perry in Lake Lenore, how are you?
Oh, I'm glad first.
Do you know the answer?
No, but I'm going to guess push-ups.
Push-ups is a good guess, but no, it's not the answer. But thanks for guessing. Not push-ups. 1-877-332-8255. Although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person did. Let's go to Todd in Weyburn. Hi, Todd.
Walking.
Walking. Great answer, but no, not walking. 1-877-332-8255. We next go to Al in Regina. Al, although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person did. What am I talking about?
Al, although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person
Al, have I got you?
Yes, you have. What about swimming?
Swimming is a great guess, but no, not swimming. Thank you for trying. 1-877-332-8255. Where am I headed next? Looks like Lestock, Saskatchewan. Ron is next on the phone. Ron, although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person did.
I'm thinking hiccups.
Hiccups is correct. Ron, you are right on the money. Was that a guess or did you know?
No, I knew one person had hiccups like a bizarre amount of years and, for some reason.
Yes, well, you are absolutely right. His name is Charles Osborne, and he had the hiccups from 1922 to 1990, 68 years. Can you imagine? He fell in June of 22. He had an accident. He slipped and fell. He apparently had something happen, a blood vessel in his brain, very small pinpoint, broke, started bleeding, and for whatever reason, he recovered from that very quickly, but he started hiccuping 20 to 40 times a minute, and he did that for 68 years. I can't imagine.
That's wild.
I can't. And apparently he was offering, he was traveling the world in search of a cure. He offered $10,000 to anyone who could help him find a cure. They eventually ended on their own in 1990. And sadly, 1 year later, he passed away. It's quite a story, but he did television shows. He did talk shows. There were magazine articles written about Charles Osborne 68 years straight with the hiccups. And Ron, you are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
Perfect.
What's your last name, Ron?
Ron Rutz.
And have you won this contest before?
I did with John one time, yeah.
Is that right? Well, I am very appreciative that you are tuned in Lestock. What keeps you busy out that way?
Oh, I've got a few cattle and kind of a bit on the retired side, do some gardening and that sort of thing.
What I know about farmers is they never really retire. There's always something going on. Well, Ron, I don't want you to go away. Adam's going to chat with you off air and get some information to get your prize package out. But congratulations once again on being Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
Thanks a lot.
Great stuff. Ron in Lestock proved that you might have the information in your head, but you got to get in to call. There was actually a couple of people on the text line that I saw had it. There was a couple of people guessing marriage. Although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years like one person did. Two people texted in marriage. The answer, hiccups. Congratulations to our listener, Ron from Lestock. Okay, here's what we'll do, being as we're done Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener a bit early. We still had a lot of texts, a lot of people weighing in on a couple of the conversations that we had during open lines this morning. This will give me a chance to go back to the text line and take a look at some of your thoughts on those topics. We were talking about, of course, the new 50% tariff that Donald Trump announced yesterday would be happening for Canada in about a month from now. And we were also talking about that horrific collision that occurred. Two men are dead Saturday night and all of the details that we've since learned. Lots of great discussion on the text line on that as well. So let's take our break. We'll come back and we'll open up phone lines to finish off some of those conversations here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.